哈利路亚，各位长子同工弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Have a peace with all the ministers, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天很开心，是圣安息日，又是灵恩会的第二天。
Today is very happy that it's our holy Sabbath day. It's also the second day of our spiritual convocation.
我们今这一次的灵恩会的主题啊，是选民的节期。
The theme of this spiritual convocation is.
选民的 Festival of the Chosen People.
The Festival of the Chosen People.
从昨天开始，周慧佳传道就以选民的几个大的节期来给我们做属灵的教训。
Starting from yesterday, Preacher Chow shared with us a few of the festivals of the Chosen People.
每一个民族都有他自己的文化跟节庆。
And every race have their own culture and their own festivals.
我们华人节期也是蛮多的。
As Chinese people, we have a lot of festivals ourselves.
每年过年过节都会特别高兴。
And for example, the New Year, we are also very happy in the New Year time. Because we always have really good dishes.
像再过几天可能要中秋了啊，大家又高兴了。
And then after a few days, we'll have our Mid-Autumn Festival.
但是一般的文化的节期啊，跟神没有什么关系。
But normally speaking, these culturally festivals have nothing to do with God.
但是选民的他们的节日呢？都是跟神有关系的。
However, the festivals of the chosen people, every single one of them have something to do with God.
因为他们是神的选民。
Because they are God's chosen people.
所以他们所有的大的节期都是跟神有关。
So all their major festivals have something to do with God.
因为跟神有关的，所以就能从节期里面呢得到真正属灵的平安跟喜乐。
Because all these festivals have something to do with God, that's why when they are observing these festivals, they can receive the true peace and rest.
像我们今天也在过节。
Today we are also in a festival.
我们不要庆祝什么世界的节日，那个都不是很重要。
It's not that we are celebrating anything this world.
我们灵恩会就是属灵的节期。
A spiritual convocation is a spiritual festival.
所以我们一起来领受神的恩典。
So today we come here to receive His grace.
他说以色列百姓要庆祝节期，都要去上圣殿。
And it says that in a festival for the chosen people, they need to go to the holy temple.
如果没有圣殿，基本上就没有得过节期了。
If they don't have the holy temple, they cannot hold the festival.
但很可惜，以色列百姓因为离弃了神，所以他们的圣殿在公元前586年就被巴比伦人所毁灭。
Shamefully, because they did not obey God's command, about 560 something BC, their temple was destroyed by the Babylonians.
过了没有圣殿、没有节期的日子啊，大概有70年。
They have about 70 years without the temple, without any festival.
他们那70年里面很可怜。
It's a very bitter 70 years.
好像没有牧羊人的羊。
They are the sheep without their shepherd.
流落在巴比伦他乡。
They are wandering around in Babylonian land.
每天只有工作。
Every day they have to labor.
还有被人家看不起。
And then they are being despised.
没有一个敬拜神的地方。
There is no place for them to worship God.
他们在失去的时候才觉得神的宝贵啊。
It's only when they lost it, they know how precious God is.
我们人有时候是这样，每天拥有了，不会觉得它宝贵。
Similarly with us, if we have it every day, we don't think it's anything of value.
有一天你失去了，你才觉得原来那么宝贵啊。
Until the day you lost it, then you start to miss it.
失去了圣殿呢，才觉得说原来圣殿那么宝贵啊。
When they lost their temple, they realize how precious the temple is to them.
信仰不自由了，才发觉信仰自由那么宝贵啊。
When they lost their freedom to have their faith, they realize how important the freedom is.
神也很爱他们。
God loved them.
被掳70年之后，让他们回去耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
After they've been captured for 70 years, God allowed them to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
但是重建圣殿也不是一个简单的任务。
But to rebuild the temple is not an easy task.
因为他们遇到很多的阻挡。
They have met a lot of troubles.
然后他们立了地基之后呢，他们就被停止了。
When they lay their foundation, someone stopped them.
一停了停了十几年。
And once they stopped, they stopped for about 10 years.
他们的信仰啊，从很热诚的回去重建圣殿，变成已经很冷淡。
They started very firmly to rebuild the temple, but after those years, their heart grew cold.
大家忙着盖自己的房屋跟田产。
They start to build their own houses.
神的殿呢，还是荒凉。
And the holy temple still lay there with just the foundation.
同时间，信仰他们也是荒凉。
And similarly, their faith go downhill.
所以神就差遣先知哈该。
That's why God sent the prophet Haggai.
去鼓励他们。
To encourage them.
要重新起来，把圣殿重建。
To restore the building of the temple.
只有圣殿重建，你们的信仰才可以重建。
It's only when the temple is built again, then they can rebuild their faith.
只有信仰重建，你们才可以得到神的祝福。
Only when you rebuild their faith, then you can receive the blessing from God.
所以哈该书虽然短短的只有两章。
So the book of Haggai consists of only two chapters.
就是因为有这些历史的背景。
But because it's the historical background.
这些信息虽然不长。
Although these messages are not long,
但是确实很重要。
But it's important.
尤其对我们今天你跟我。
Especially for us today.
我们都是在重建圣殿。
We are all rebuilding the temple.
我们是重建我们里面属灵的圣殿。
We are building the inner spiritual temple.
重建我们的自己的信仰。
We are rebuilding our own faith.
也许我们是准备要扩张教会。
Especially now we are about to expand our church.
我们要求神的带领。
We need to ask God for his guidance.
这个时候学习先知哈该的信息也尤为重要。
So now we need to re-examine the message of Prophet Haggai.
昨天下午我们讲了第一个信息。
Yesterday we shared the first message.
先知叫他们要省察一下你自己的行为。
The prophet tells them you need to examine yourself.
遇到困难你不要检讨别人。
When you find challenges, you shouldn't point fingers to others.
也不要把责任归给神的旨意、神的时候。
And you shouldn't give the responsibility to God that it's not God's time.
因为百姓说建造神的殿的时候还没有到。
Because the people said it's not time to build his temple.
但是神说你要省察一下你自己的行为。
But God told them you need to re-examine your heart.
你种了那么多，收了那么少。
You have plenty many, but sold so little.
有的吃，但是吃不饱。
You have food, but not enough.
有的穿，穿不暖。
You have clothes, but it's not warm.
赚了钱放在破漏的囊中啊。
And you have money, and you put in those broken money bags.
一句话总结来说，就是你得不到神的祝福。
So if you want to put it in one sentence, it means you are not being blessed by God.
你要省察一下，为什么你得不到神的祝福
？So when you have no blessing from God, you need to re-examine yourself.
为什么做什么都不顺利
？How come everything you do is not successful?
因为你的信仰，你的属灵的殿荒凉了。
That is because your spiritual temple is not built.
所以先知哈该的第一个信息就是来省察自己。
So the first message from Prophet Haggai is to re-examine yourself.
不要检讨别人。
You don't point finger to others.
也更不要检讨神。
And you don't judge God.
看看你自己的行为。
We need to look our own
在神面前到底能不能够得到神的悦纳。
We should see that are we good in front of God's eye?
我们今天早上讲哈该先知的第二个信息。
So this morning we'll share the second message in the book of Haggai.
省察完自己之后要做什么呢
？What do you do after you examine yourself？
我们看哈该书第一章。
Let's turn to Book of Haggai, Chapter One。
旧约的哈该第一章。
In Old Testament, Book of Haggai, Chapter One。
第七节。
Verse Seven。
哈该书一章第七节。
Haggai Chapter One, Verse Seven。
哈该书一章的七节。
Book of Haggai, Chapter One, Verse Seven。
万军之耶和华如此说：你们要省察自己的行为。第八节。
Verse Eight。
你们要上山取木料，建造这殿。我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
Verse 7 and 8. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring down timber and build a house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord.
先知的第二个信息很清楚明确。
Here we can see very clearly the second message from the prophet.
你要上山来取木料。
That you need to go up to the mountains and bring down timber.
然后把这个殿盖好。
And then you should build this temple.
这个是非常明确的一个目标。
This is a very clear goal for them.
人没有错是要检讨自己。
If we 怎么样？
要检讨自己。
We need to examine ourselves.
但是检讨完之后，一定要有行动。
But after we examine ourselves, we need to have action.
老是在这边思想，想啊想啊，但是没有行动也是没有用。
If you just keep on thinking and reflect but have no action, then there's not much use.
其实问题就很简单。
It's very simple.
得不到神的祝福，因为神的殿没有盖好。
You didn't receive blessing from God because the temple was not built.
神的殿没有盖好，你赶快去把它盖起来。
And if the temple is not built, you just go and build it.
啊，小弟看过有一些的教会。
And I've visited some churches.
他们的信仰退步了。
I see their faith gone downhill.
啊，他们说要盖会堂，要建殿，弄了很久弄不起来。
They say they want to build a temple, they want to get another church, but they cannot do it.
大家都说没有钱。
Everyone say we don't have enough money.
但是呢，我看大家的房子都住得很大。
But then I see all their members have great houses.
啊，车子都开得很好。
They have luxurious cars.
但是为什么神的殿建不起来
？But how come they cannot build the church?
啊，不是说没有资源，是没有决心。
It's not that they don't have resources; they don't have determination.
是信心软弱的。
Their faith is weak.
哎，真的，神的殿没有盖起来哦，信徒的生活得不到神的祝福。
So if you didn't build the temple of God, then your life would not be blessed.
信仰软弱，真的是得不到神的祝福。
If your faith is weak, then you will not be blessed.
所以问题已经找到了。
So we have now find the problem.
你要赶快上山取木料。
You need to go up to the mountains and bring down timber.
要建造这殿。
You need to build this temple.
那为什么要建造这殿呢
？So why do you need to build a temple?
神就讲得很清楚。
God was very clear.
这里我们看回来第八节啊。
Let's look at verse 8.
神说：“我就因此喜乐。
”He says, "I may take pleasure in it."
原来建神的殿呢，神会很喜乐。
So here it tells us that if we build his temple, he will be very pleased.
啊，这个是非常有意思的一个，我们思考一下。
This is actually very interesting.
你为神建殿，神会觉得很高兴。
When you build a temple for God, he will be very pleased.
啊，其实为什么要为神建殿
？Why do we need to build a temple for God?
人的思想就是觉得说啊，神没有房子嘛，我们盖一个殿给他住，让他住的舒服，他就喜乐。
And humanly thinking, it's like God doesn't have a house. I'm going to build him a house so he can live in it and be very happy.
其实这个不是正确的理由。
This is not the correct rationale.
神说我是个灵。
God said, I'm the Spirit.
我充满宇宙万物。
I am everywhere.
当大卫要有这个意识啊，要为神建殿的时候
，When David had the thought to build a temple for God,
他有这个意念要盖圣殿，神就跟他回应。
He had this idea to build a house for God, and God responded.
我们看撒母耳记下。
Listen to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下的第七章。
2 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记下的第七章。
2 Samuel chapter 7.
啊，撒母耳记下的第七章第一节。
2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 1.
啊，七章的第一节。
7 chapter 7 verse 1.
王住在自己的宫中，耶和华使他安息，不被四围的仇敌扰乱。
Verse 1, after the king was settled in his palace, and the Lord has given him rest from his, all his enemies around him.
啊，那时王对先知拿单说，看啊，我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里面。
Verse 2, he said to Nathan the prophet, here I am, living in the palace of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent.
大卫啊，常常想起神。
David often have thought about God.
他这个时候已经得到平安了。
Here he says he received peace and rest.
也把四围的敌人摆平了。
And he has conquered all his enemies around him.
他在自己的皇宫里面很舒服。
So when he was resting in his palace,
但是他却想起神的约柜啊，在那个幔子，在外面，好像那个帐篷里面。
And he remembered that the ark of God just living lying in the tent.
就有点像自己住得很舒服，结果老爸老妈在你的后花园里面呢 camping。
It just sounds like it seems like it's just like you live in a great house and you while your parents is camping in your backyard.
你会过得去吗
？I will you have a peace?
你自己住套房
，you have a great house.
你的父母在街上搭帐篷。
But then your parents is actually living on the street in a tent.
有点良心的人都会过不去。
Whoever has a conscience wouldn't be able to live with.
所以他想要为神建殿。
So he want to build a temple.
他想要为神盖一个很舒服的地方啊，把约柜放进去。
He want to build a very beautiful place to place the ark of the Lord in.
神就跟大卫说了。
So the Lord responded.
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
啊，七章的第五节。
Chapter 7, verse 5.
你去告诉我仆人大卫说，耶和华如此说，你岂可建造殿宇给我居住呢？
Verse 5, go and tell you my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build me a house to dwell in?
啊，神说啊，你真的是为我建造殿宇给我居住吗？
Lord asked him, are you really building something for me to dwell in?
接下来啊，神基本上跟他说，我根本不住在人手所住的殿宇里面。
And then after that, the Lord explained to David that I don't need to live in a place that human built.
我是充满宇宙万物的。
That I'm everywhere.
但是因为你有这个心。
But because you have the heart.
要为我建造殿宇。
That you want to build a house for me.
我都要祝福你。
I will bless you.
啊，第十一节、十二节就讲神对他的祝福啊。
And that's why in verse 11 and 12 it says the blessings from the Lord.
神跟他立约。
God has made a covenant with him.
赐给他家室。
Give him a family.
让他后裔继续来当王。
His household will be the king.
坚定他的国。
And then he established his kingdom.
直到永远。
Till forever.
所以这里告诉我们呢，当你有心要为神做事的时候。
He tells us if we have the heart to want to do something for the Lord.
神已经很感动了。
God is touched.
不是神需要你的东西。
It's not that God needs your stuff.
而是神被你的心感动。
But God is touched by your heart.
就有点像孩子们有时候。拿一些小东西给父母。
Just like our children when they are young, they'll bring something little to you.
在幼稚园里面画了一个图啊，父亲节快乐，母亲节快乐。
Just like in the kindergarten class, and they draw a picture for the Happy Mother's Day, Happy Father's Day.
收到第一张这张卡，哇，很多父母觉得很开心。
And the first time you receive the card, you'll be very joyful.
好，或是孩子们做 part time 赚到钱了。
When they get their first part time job.
第一份的薪水啊，给爸爸妈妈。
They give their first paycheck to you.
对了，对父母来说，这个根本不算什么。
To a parent, they don't need this.
但是父母看到儿女的心。
But then the parents see the hearts of the children.
所以不是这个殿的本身。
So it's not a temple itself.
而是建殿背后的心意。
But the idea, the thought behind building this temple.
所以以色列百姓如果把这个殿盖起来。
So if the Israelite people build this temple.
神看我的儿女对我多有心啊。
Then God will look at this and see that my children love me.
如果这个殿盖得比他自己的家更漂亮。
If this temple is built better than their own house.
代表 我的儿女爱我比爱自己更多。
It means that my children love me more than they love themselves.
神会因为你建殿而喜乐。
So God will be very pleased.
那么这个殿呢，不代表是外面的圣殿。
This temple not just like the outward temple.
有时候是指着里面属灵的圣殿。
Sometimes talking about our spiritual temple inside.
努力的建立自己的信仰。
We need to build our faith.
把里面的圣殿建好。
We need to build our temple inside.
神会得到很大的喜乐。
And God will be very pleased.
那再看回来哈该书第一章。
Let's turn back to Book of Haggai chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
一章的第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
不单指神因为你建殿而喜乐。
Not that only that he will be pleased.
神还会得到荣耀。
He will also be honored.
神最喜欢得到荣耀。
God likes to be honored.
因为所有的荣耀本来就是归于神的。
Because all the honor belongs to Him.
神造人本来就是要人来荣耀他。
God created human beings so we can honor Him.
但是人有时候忘记荣耀神。
But sometimes we forget about that.
所以神提醒百姓。
So God reminded His people.
我要得到荣耀。
I want to be honored.
那神怎么得到荣耀呢？
So how can He be honored?
神要在他的圣殿里面得到荣耀。
He want to get his honor in his temple.
如果这个圣殿盖得好
，If you build a good temple，
神的名就得到荣耀。
Then his name will be honored.
我们看历代之下的第二章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicle chapter.
历代之下的第二章。
Second Chronicle chapter 2.
历代之下的第二章。
Second Chronicle chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
历代志下的第二章第九节。
Second Chronicle chapter 2 verse 9。
这样可以给我预备许多的木料，因为我要建造的殿宇高大出奇。
Verse 9 to provide me with plenty of lumber because the temple I build must be large and magnificent.
这里说所罗门要为神建殿。
Here it recorded Solomon building the temple for God.
这里讲得很清楚了。
It's very clear here.
他有一个目标。
He has a goal.
神的殿盖起来一定要高大，一定要出奇。
That God's temple must be large and magnificent.
神是看不见的。
We cannot see God.
但是呢，人为他建殿，这个殿就看得见。
But then when people build a temple for him, you can see the physical temple.
所以所罗门知道要为神盖圣殿了，不能随便盖。
So Solomon knows that you cannot just randomly build something up.
要盖就是要盖高大出奇，就是人家一眼看见，哇，这个神的殿很好。
That you need to build something that's large and magnificent, so when people look at it, they'll be amazed.
所以这个就是建殿，从物质的殿可以荣耀神。
So then from this physical temple, we can glorify God.
但是所以我们要盖圣殿，要分设教会，我们也要求神给我们智慧。
So when we are our church expanding, we are building a new church, we need God to give us wisdom.
让这个物质的殿可以荣耀神。
So this physical temple can glorify God.
也可以合乎我们的需要的所有的用。
And it also will be, it will be according our needs.
但是这个荣耀神呢，不单只是说盖多大，也没有办法荣耀神而已。
So to glorify God is not just how big the building is.
荣耀神更在乎于建殿的过程有没有荣耀神。
What's more important is that the process of building a temple, whether in this process we glorify God or not.
比如说过程啊，比那个完成品还更重要。
That the means is more important than the end.
所罗门盖圣殿的时候，整个过程很荣耀神。
When Solomon built a temple, the whole process really glorified God.
因为这个设计图啊，是他的爸爸大卫啊，在梦里面神给他已经启示了。
Because of the design, the blueprint is actually like God have inspired David, his father David, when he's sleeping.
要盖多大，有什么的功能，全部都已经跟他讲得很清楚。
How big the temple should be, what kind of function it should serve.
不是大卫自己的意思。
It's not David's own thinking.
不是人自己的产品。
It's not human product.
而是神的启示。
It's a revelation from God.
这个建殿的过程啊，怎么荣耀神呢？
那 so how can Solomon glorify God in this process?
我们看列王记上第六章。
Let's turn to King First Kings chapter 6.
列王记上第六章。
First Kings chapter 6.
第七节。
Verse 7.
列王记上六章的第七节。
First Kings chapter 6 verse 7.
六章七节。
Chapter 6 verse 7.
建殿是用山中凿成的石头，建殿的时候，锤子、斧子和别样铁器的声音都没有听见。
Verse 7, in building the temple, only blocks dressed at the quarry were used, and no hammer, chisel, or any other iron tool was heard at the temple side while it was being built.
这个就是荣耀神。
This is glorifying God.
一般来说啊，工地都是最嘈杂的地方。
We know a construction site is often very noisy.
那些工人啊，会敲石头、搬石头、撞石头。
There will be sound of hammering, chiseling.
就算今天来说，你去经过了工地啊，或者是你家里附近有人盖房子啊，你起码半年没得好睡觉。
Even today, if someone is building something or your neighbor is rebuilding their house, it will be very difficult for you to sleep.
因为工地一定是嘈杂的地方。
Because the construction site is often noisy.
但是圣殿的工地刚好相反。
But here we see the construction site of the temple is the opposite.
圣殿的工地也是安静的地方。
It's a very quiet place.
神不容许在圣殿里面的工地有嘈杂的地方。
Because God does not allow them to be noisy in building the temple.
所以所罗门很有智慧。
So Solomon is a very wise man.
他说那些工匠 按照石头的尺寸，在山上已经把石头找好了。
So he told the craftsmen when they get the stones from the mountain, it's already good to go.
找好之后，搬到现场就把它装。
So when the stone is ready on the mountain, when they bring it down from the mountain, they just put it on to where it belongs.
所以没有什么声音呢?
There is no sound.
很安静了。
Very quiet.
这个是告诉我们，我们在建立属灵的殿的时候。
This is telling us that when we are building a spiritual temple,
我们在侍奉的当中,
when we are worshiping,
serving, 我们在一起合作的当中,
when we are cooperating,
我们在为主耶稣工作,
when we are working for the Lord,
无论做任何的工作,
doesn't matter what we are doing,
都要灵修。
We need to spiritual cultivate.
灵修如果不够,
if we didn't spiritual cultivate
enough, 工作的时候啊, 就很多吵杂的声音。
When we are working together, there will be a lot of noise.
因为每一个人都有自己的意见。
Because everybody have their own opinion.
自己的个性。
Their own personality.
哇, 所以你磨我磨你磨得很吵。
So you'll see all different kinds of sound when people are interacting with each other.
越重要的工作, 意见越多。
The more important the work is, the more noise it gets.
拖越久。
And it drags on.
但是应该不是这样的。
But that shouldn't be the way it is.
如果大家靠着主耶稣基督做好灵修的工作,
if everyone rely on the Lord and then spiritual cultivate themselves,
把自己的个性磨去,
that you chisel away all the edges of your personality,
大家来寻求神的旨意,
and then you come to the Lord and ask for God's will,
整个过程啊, 就会荣耀神,
the whole process will glorify God.
大家会觉得说, 哇, 你们教会怎么那么同心啊?
And the people will be amazed by how united 你们, our church is.
你们盖教会为什么盖得那么快啊?
People will be amazed at how quickly we can build the temple.
你们来了教会为什么大家都相处得那么好啊?
People will be amazed how good we interact with each other.
虽然你们人不多，但是做事情很快啊。
Although we don't have a lot of people, but we work really fast.
外面的人看到都会荣耀神。
Even the people outside see how we did it, they will glorify God.
外面的人看到说，哇，你们真耶稣教会真的是我合作过的最好的教会。
If people say that your church is the best church that I work with.
哇，人又好，又有信用，又快。
You are good people, honest people, and then you are very fast.
啊, 又很安静,
and very quiet.
哇, 这个就荣耀神,
that is glorifying God.
所以神说, 我要在建殿的事情上面得到荣耀。
That's why God said in the process of building temple, I want to be honored.
这个殿可能是有形的殿,
this temple can be the physical temple.
更可能是我们里面的信仰。
And more likely, it's talking about the faith in us.
但是要怎么样盖这个殿呢?
So how can we build this temple?
我们再看回来哈该书。
Let's turn back the book of Haggai.
哈该书的第一章,
Haggai chapter 1.
看过来哈该书的第一章,
Let's turn back to the book of Haggai chapter 1.
第八节,
Verse 8.
啊, 第八节,
Verse 8.
你们要上山取木料,
Go up into the mountains and bring down timber.
啊, 要建造这个殿一定要材料啊。
To build a temple, you need materials.
但是去哪里找材料呢?
Where can you find these materials?
盖圣殿这是要有高大的树木。
To build a temple, you need tall grown trees.
那要高大的树木啊, 一般来说山脚下面啊, 都被人家砍光了, 啊, 那个树木不会长得很高大。
Normally speaking, if you don't go up to the mountains, and the trees are usually taken by other people, there is no big trees.
所以啊, 你要取好的木头, 啊, 高大的木头啊, 都要上到高山, 还要先到森林里面。
So if you want really good wood, you need to go all the way into the forest onto the mountain to find them.
所以先知哈该的第二个信息, 你要上高山取木料来盖圣殿。
So the second message from Prophet Haggai is I want to go up to the mountains and bring down the timber to build the temple.
木料都是在高山里面的。
The good wood are all in the mountains.
高山代表什么?
What is this mountain referring to?
高山代表属灵的高处。
It's referring to the spiritual higher ground.
一个人要盖神的殿。
For someone to build a spiritual temple,
要盖自己的信仰,
to build your faith,
或是要为神盖圣殿,
or you're building a temple for God,
一定要先往属灵的高处去爬,
you need to climb the spirit to a spiritual higher ground.
我们来看主耶稣基督的例子。
Let's look at the Lord Jesus' example.
我们看路加的第九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音9章28节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 28.
路加福音9章28节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 28.
9章28节,
Luke 9:28.
9章28节,
9:28.
说了这话以后, 又有八天, 耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰上山去祷告。
28, about 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray.
正祷告的时候，他的面貌改变了，衣服洁白，放光。
As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became bright as a flash of lightning.
主耶稣为什么能够做别人做不到的工？
Why can Jesus do something that no one else can do?
主耶稣为什么讲道那么有能力？
Why is Jesus preaching so powerful?
主耶稣为什么常常可以带领人？
Why can Jesus lead other people?
很有属灵的力量。
That he has spiritual strength.
只有一个原因。
There is only one reason.
因为主耶稣常常上高山。
Because he climbed onto the mountain a lot.
只要能够上高山，才能够走平地。
Because it's only when you can climb the mountain that you can walk on flat ground.
要进入人群当中为神工作，一定要自己单独的上高山。
For you to go into a crowd to work for the Lord, you must first go along to.
因为主耶稣知道他的工作太重要。
Because his work is too important.
重要到不靠神是做不到的。
He knows that without God's power, he cannot do it.
啊，我们知道主耶稣本来就是神的儿子。
We know that Jesus is Son of God.
但是他没有因为这样说，我都不用靠靠天父。
But he didn't say that, and I don't need to rely on the Father.
反他事事依靠神。
He actually rely on God in everything.
所以伟大的使命有伟大的祷告支撑住。
A great mission needs a lot of prayer to support it.
做圣工的人最怕就是觉得说我的规划、我的开会、我的意见来取代我们的祷告。
The most dangerous thing for someone to do a holy work is when you feel that your idea, the meetings, the decisions is better than everything else.
不是说那些不重要。
It's not that those are not important.
但是如果有做那些，但是缺乏上山的话，还是会失败的。
But if you do all these, but you didn't go up to a mountain, then you'll fail.
因为上山呢，是会把我们的眼光、意见，还有我们的眼光提升到属灵的地步。
Because when you go up to the mountain, you elevate your eyesight, your vision into a spiritual level.
你不上山，你看事情都是从人的角度去看事情。
If you go onto a mountain, you'll see things as human sees.
从人的角度是解决不了人的问题的。
And if you deal with problems in a humanly way, then you cannot solve the problem.
比如说你有家庭的问题。
For example, you have family issues.
你可能很想努力去改变。
You probably want to change it.
但是改变不了啊。
But you can't.
为什么？怎么沟通都改变不了啊？
Why, how come the more you communicate, it still doesn't work?
其实家庭的问题不单只是家庭问题。
Actually, a family problem is not just a family problem.
是每一个人自己跟神属灵的问题。
It's also a problem between you and relationship with God.
你跟神的问题解决了。
If you solve this problem between you and God,
你的个性改变了。
You change your personality.
自然就没有家庭的问题。
Of course, then you have no longer have problems.
你的个性不改变，你怎么沟通还是有问题。
If you don't change yourself, it doesn't matter how much you talk, it doesn't work.
从属灵的角度看事情，跟从人间的角度看事情是不一样的。
So we can see that if you look at the problem from a spiritual point of view compared to a physical point of view, it's different.
人就说教会的圣工很难推展。
People say it's very difficult to do holy work.
为什么那么难推展？
Very hard to expand.
因为常常我们都是从人自己的角度去看问题。
Because we look at the problem from our own perspective.
没有从神的角度去看问题出在哪里。
No one look at the problem in God's perspective and see what's wrong.
从神的看度角度来看我们自己灵性的缺乏。
If we look from God's point of view, we'll see what we are lacking spiritually.
所以主耶稣很喜欢带门徒上山。
That's why Lord Jesus liked to bring his disciples up to a mountain.
这次上山祷告。
This time they go up to the pray.
主耶稣的面貌改变了。
This time Lord Jesus' face changed.
这次最主要是训练门徒要上山，要看到主耶稣。
This is to train the disciples to go up to the mountain and see Jesus.
好，那我们今天做神的工。
Today when we work for the Lord.
或者说我们侍奉。
Or when we serve.
或者说我们要解决我们自己家里的问题。
Or when we want to solve our own problems.
你会不会上山呢？
Do you go up to the mountains?
还是你只会一直的寻求人的意见呢？
Or do you just keep on asking for other people's opinion?
还是我们会灵修来靠神？
Or do you spiritually cultivate yourself to rely on the Lord?
好，什么叫上山？
What is to go up to the mountain?
上山呢，要取木料。
When we go up to the mountain, it's to get timber.
这些木头啊，可以代表神的话。
And these woods can represent the words of God.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's take a book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20.
以弗所书的第二章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20.
二章二十节，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，又 基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Tony built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
这里说圣殿的根基是什么？
Here he talks about the foundation of the temple.
教会的根基也不是会堂该多大多漂亮。
The foundation of the temple is not how big or how great the church is.
也不是说里面的人有几个学位，哪一个是专家。
It also not how educated the people in church is.
真教会的根基是主耶稣的道理。
The foundation of the true church is the truth from the Lord.
使徒先知的教训。
The teachings from the apostles and the prophets.
所以这些根基就像木头，也好像房角石一样。
So these foundations are like these woods and like the cornerstone.
像我们来参加灵恩会就是去上山。
So when we come to the spiritual convocation, it's like going up to the mountain.
多听道理。
When we listen to the sermons,
你要知道神要你做什么。
We need to know what God wants us to do.
知道神要你怎么样做。
We want to know what God's will is.
早期的这个北美洲美国的早期的这个教会里面都有一个叫全国圣工人员讲习会。
And in the early churches in the North America, and they often have a holy worker seminar.
那个时候还没有成人神训班，他们叫全国圣工人员讲习会。
At that time, they still don't have the national theological seminar yet, so they just call it the national.
那个大概是90年代的事情。
That's about in the 90s.
那个时候我还记得加拿大西岸有好几个教会。
And at that time, I remember in the Canada
West Coast,
there are many churches.
他们听到美国开这个全国圣工人员讲习会。
The churches there, when they heard of this seminar,
他们心里很想去参加。
In their heart, they want to attend.
因为他们知道九十年代初期的加拿大的圣工刚开始在发展。
They know because in the early 90s, the Canadian holy work just started moving.
慢慢移民进入加拿大。
Slowly, we have more immigrants coming to Canada.
那时候加拿大尤其西岸没有一个地方有会堂。
At that time, in the West Coast, there's no church yet.
都是很刚开始租地方还有教会刚刚开始建立。
When they just started, they usually rent a place.
遇到很多的困难。
And there's a lot of challenges.
很多的问题不晓得怎么样来处理，怎么样来带领教会。
They don't know how to solve.
所以我还记得当时的一些负责人。
So I remember the board member at that time.
他们对神的道理非常的渴慕。
They really desire the words of God.
他们听到加州要开全国圣工人员讲习会。
When they heard that in California they will have this holy worker seminar.
他们就约好。
So then they have.
他说我们职务会一定要去参加。
They have this decision that all the church members must go and attend.
他们就约好，差不多七八个人就租一台大的 van， 从温哥华 BC 省或者从卡加利。他们都开车去参加讲习会。
So they have this plan that when the time comes, seven or eight of them will rent a van starting departing from Vancouver or Calgary. They'll go down to attend the seminar.
第一，他们是要请假。
The first, then they need to take days off.
第二，坐十几个钟头的车。
And then not just that, you need to be in a car for like 10 some hours.
坐那么长的车是很辛苦的。
We know it's always very difficult to in a long trip.
如果是去玩，如果是去玩，大家还会忍一下嘛。
If you're going for like a vacation, then maybe you will suck it up.
但是他们不是去玩的。
But they are not going for a vacation.
他们是去学习道理，要回来建立教会。
They are going for a seminar to learn of the word to come back and build the church.
去一个礼拜之后，又开十几个钟头车回来。
And after they stay there for a week or so, they have to drive the same long road back.
我还认识一个工人从英国从苏格兰也飞到美国参加过这个讲习会。
I also know a worker in Scotland, he also flew over to California for the seminar.
但是因为他们有这种心。
But because they have this heart.
神很祝福他们那一代的工人。
God really blessed the workers in that generation.
因为他们愿意上山。
Because they're willing to go up to the mountain.
很扎实的取木料。
They are willing to work and for the timbers.
所以他们能够把神的教会一个一个的这样子建立起来。
So they can slowly build God's church one by one.
打一些根基，打一些基础。
They have a firm foundation.
你要建立神的教会，你要做圣工你没有木料你就凭自己的热忱走不远的。
If you want to work for the Lord, you want to build a temple for God, but if you don't have no wood, then you can't really build anything.
尤其是教会的干部。
especially the workers of the board members of the church.
关键人物
the key figures in the church.
哈该的先消息啊，他的信息是对所罗巴伯跟约书亚讲的。
This message from Haggai is for Zerubbabel and Joshua.
因为这两个关键的人物如果不发热心，没有起幕僚的话，别的百姓动是没有用。
Because if the key figures doesn't have actions, then it doesn't matter how the people think.
所以早期的这个全国圣工人员讲习会啊，很多职务会人员啊，请假去参加。
So in the early times when they have this National Holy Worker Seminar, many board members will take days off to attend it.
他们很喜欢参加这种属灵的活动。
They really like to attend these kind of spiritual events.
他们做了很多美好的圣工。
So they did a lot of beautiful holy works.
啊，那今天呢，这个全国圣工人员讲习会呢，现在改称成为全国成人神训班。
So today we have renamed this event to a National Theological Seminar.
啊，本来应该是更多人参加的。
Originally, we should have more people attend.
但是现在变成看那个报名的人数啊，有时候看有人告诉我，有弟兄姐妹看到告诉我，哎呀，传道这个好像变成退休老人神训班了。
Like so, some people when they go on this restoration site and they look at the attendees, they told me like this looks like.
不是我讲了，是他们别人跟我讲了。
They reflect to me saying this looks like the retired people seminar.
哇，看那个报名的都是退休没上班的人，他们都来啊。那个职务会也没有几，那个圣工人员也没有几个。
So they, when they look at who registered, it's always these people who are already retired, have nothing to do.
没有错，那些老人呢，对学习道理真的很有热忱。
Of course, these elderly members of ours are very fervent in God's
word. 两年前来这边参加，有一些76岁都来报名，都是一家教会。
And 2 years ago, when we hold a seminar in our church, there's a lot of people in their 60s and 70s that even just join church.
但是我们的壮年呢，在哪里？
But where are our middle?
我们的职务会人员在哪里啊？
Where are our church board members?
我们的宗教教育教员在哪里啊？
Where are our RE teachers?
有没有上山取木料？
Did they go up to the mountain to get the wood?
如果有。
If they
下一代的圣工你不用担心。
Then we don't need to worry about the holy work of the next generation.
一定很扎实的。
You'll be you'll have a very firm foundation.
但是如果没有。
But if we didn't.
我们就要担心了。
Then we need to worry. We'll
你没有用神的话当木料来盖这个圣殿。
Because we didn't use God's words as woods to build the temple.
用自己的热忱，用自己的理想，那个是走不远的。
Because we only use our ideal and our own heart to build it is not enough.
哈该告诉我们。
So Prophet Haggai told us
你要盖神的殿,
to build the temple of God.
你要盖自己的信仰,
to build our faith.
上山取木料,
we need to go up to a mountain to get the timber.
要有个人读经的生活,
we need to have our Bible reading life.
听道理很重要,
it's important to listen to the sermon.
但是有时候听完道理就过去了, 你上个礼拜听什么你自己都不记得。
But sometimes after we listen to a sermon, we don't remember, like we don't remember what the preacher said last week.
试试看啊, 上个礼拜那两个题目还讲得出来吗?
So we can think, like, does anyone still remember the two topics of last Saturday?
但是你自己如果有读圣经,
but if you have the Bible reading habit yourself,
自己有上山取木料,
if you go up to a mountain and bring down the timber,
你的信仰很扎实的,
you have a firm faith.
所以先知的信息很清楚的,
it's very clear what the prophet trying to tell us.
让我们一起来上山取木料,
we should go together up to the mountain to bring back the wood.
我们接一节先讲到这里,
and let's end here for this session.
同心默祷,
let's all pray and praise ourselves.